Welcome to Zichru Daf Sin Mani Memra by Ram Goldar and Tirma Zekras Kedushin, Daf Samech Dod, the third Paraka Omer. This Daf has been sponsored as a schus for all the men, women, and children in Eretz Yisrael who have been taken hostage, that they be quickly freed, and for all those injured in the attacks, that they should have a refuah shleima. So the three topics are going to focus on number one. The next Mishnah states that if a father says, Kidashtia ugerashtia kishi katane, I married off my daughter and accepted her divorce while she was a minor. If she's still a katane, he's believed to disqualify her from kahuna. If she's an adult, he's not believed. If he says, Nishbes uvitisia, she was captured and I ransomed her, he's not believed and she remains permitted to kohanim. The Gemara initially understands the father is believed in the first case because it is currently biyade, in his power, to marry her off and accept her divorce, and he has no reason to lie. He's not believed regarding his adult daughter's marriage, nor regarding her captivity, because they're not within his ability. This is challenged, and Rav Ashi adds that it is never in the father's ability to compel her husband to divorce her, and even her marriage requires someone's consent. Rather, the Torah specifically granted a father believability regarding her marriage in the pasuk as biti nesati l'ish hazeh, I gave my daughter to this man in marriage. Point number two, the next mission teaches that one is believed to say before his death that he has children, exempting his wife from Yibum, but is not believed to say he has brothers, subjecting her to Yibum. This seems to disagree with Rabbi Nassan. For if one told his wife at marriage that he has children or has no brothers, exempting her from Yibum, and at his death said the opposite, Rabbi says he's not believed to subject her to Yibum, Rabbi Nassan says he is. Abaye ultimately explains that the Mishnah discusses someone presumed to be exempt from Yibum, so he's not believed to change that status. The Braisa discusses one presumed to be subject to Yibum, who claimed at their marriage she was exempt. There's reason to believe him because if he was lying, he could have instead assured her that he would divorce her before his death, exempting her from Yibum. Rabbi holds Mali Lashankar Ke'edim Dami. The logic of why should I lie is as compelling as aiding, thus completely uprooting the previous presumption, so he cannot reinstate it at death. Rabbi Nassan holds it as kachazakadami, only as compelling as a presumption, and only weaken the original presumption, so if he retracts his testimony at death, he is believed. And point number three, the next Mishnah states that one who has two sets of daughters from two wives and declares that he accepted kedushin for his older daughter, but is uncertain if it was the older of his older daughters, or the older of his younger daughters, or the younger of the older daughters, Rabbi Meir says, Kohen Asur is chutz min hakatanos b'katanos. All of them are prohibited to remarry without a get, except for the youngest of the younger daughters. Rabbi Yossi says, Kohen Mitar is chutz min hagadolos b'gadolos. They're all permitted except for the oldest of the older daughters. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Meir holds machis inish nafshi l'shtheka. A person would place himself in a position of doubt by using a term with multiple possible meanings. And Rabbi Yossi holds he would not and only refers to the oldest daughter. So once again, the three points are, number one, the next Mishnah states that if a father says, Kidashtia ugerashtia kishi katana, I married off my daughter and accepted her divorce while she was a minor. If she's still a katana, he's believed to disqualify her from kahuna. If she's an adult, he's not believed. If he says, Nishbes uvitisia, she was captured and I ransomed her, he's not believed and she remains permitted to kohanim. The Gemara initially understands the father is believed in the first case because it is currently biyade, in his power, to marry her off and accept her divorce, and he has no reason to lie. He's not believed regarding his adult daughter's marriage, nor regarding her captivity, because they're not within his ability. This is challenged, and Rav Ashi adds that it is never in the father's ability to compel her husband to divorce her, and even her marriage requires someone's consent. Rather, the Torah specifically granted a father believability regarding her marriage in the pasuk as biti nesati l'ish hazeh, I gave my daughter to this man in marriage. Point number two, the next Mishnah teaches that one is believed to say before his death that he has children, exempting his wife from Yibum, but is not believed to say he has brothers, subjecting her to Yibum. This seems to disagree with Rabbi Nassan. For if one told his wife at marriage that he has children or has no brothers, exempting her from Yibum, and at his death said the opposite, Rabbi says he's not believed to subject her to Yibum, Rabbi Nassan says he is. Abaye ultimately explains that the Mishnah discusses someone presumed to be exempt from Yibum, so he's not believed to change that status. The Braisa discusses one presumed to be subject to Yibum, who claimed at their marriage she was exempt. There's reason to believe him because if he was lying, he could have instead assured her that he would divorce her before his death, exempting her from Yibum. Rabbi holds Mali Lashankar Ke'edim Dami. The logic of why should I lie is as compelling as aiding, thus completely uprooting the previous presumption, so he cannot reinstate it at death. Rabbi Nassan holds it as kachazakadami, only as compelling as a presumption, and only weaken the original presumption, so if he retracts his testimony at death, he is believed. And point number three, the next Mishnah states that one who has two sets of daughters from two wives and declares that he accepted kedushin for his older daughter, but is uncertain if it was the older of his older daughters, or the older of his younger daughters, or the younger of the older daughters, Rabbi Meir says, Kohen Asur is chutz min hakatanish b'katanos. All of them are prohibited to remarry without a get, except for the youngest of the younger daughters. Rabbi Yossi says, Kohen Mitar is chutz min hagadolish b'gadolos. They're all permitted except for the oldest of the older daughters. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Meir holds machis inish nafshi l'shteka. A person would place himself in a position of doubt by using a term with multiple possible meanings. And Rabbi Yossi holds he would not and only refers to the oldest daughter. Alright, so now we got our Siman Daf Samech Daled, and our standard Siman is a secret agent, Sod, a secret agent. So here goes. The secret agent who passed his first test and believed the father who said he married off and accepted the divorce of his minor daughter, but not the father who said his daughter was captured and he ransomed her, as well as the second test and believed the man presumed to have brothers who said he did not when he was Mekadosh a woman, was stumped trying to figure out the identity of the older daughter who a man with two sets of daughters had married off. Once again, some motion. The secret agent, that must be one daf samach dalad, sod, secret. The secret agent who passed his first test and believed the father who said he married off and accepted the divorce of his minor daughter, but not the father who said his daughter was captured and he ransomed her, which reminds us that the next Mishnah states that if a father says, I married off my daughter and accepted her divorce while she was a minor, if she's still a katan, he's believed to disqualify her from kahuna. If she's an adult, he's not believed. If he says she was captured and I ransomed her, he's not believed and she remains permitted to kahanim. The Torah specifically granted a father believability regarding her marriage in the pasuk as biti nasati l'ishazeh. I gave my daughter to this man in marriage. So the secret agent who passed his first test and believed a father who said he married off and accepted the divorce of his minor daughter, but not the father who said his daughter was captured and he ransomed her, as well as the second test and believed the man presumed to have brothers who said he did not when he was Mekadosh, a woman, which reminds us, one presumed to be subject to Yibum because it's thought that he has brothers, who claimed at their marriage that she was exempt because he has no brothers. There's reason to believe him because if he was lying, he could have instead assured her that he would divorce her before his death, exempting her from Yibum. Rebbe holds Mali Lashakar Ke Edim Dami. The logic of why should I lie is as compelling as witnesses, thus completely uprooting the previous presumption so he cannot reinstate it at death. So the secret agent who passed his first test and believed the father who said he married off and accepted the divorce of his minor daughter, but not the father who said his daughter was captured and he ransomed her, as well as the second test and believed the man presumed to have brothers who said he did not when he was Mekadosh a woman, was stumped trying to figure out the identity of the older daughter who a man with two sets of daughters had married off, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states that one who has two sets of daughters from two wives and declares that he accepted kedushin for his older daughter, but is uncertain if it was the older of his older daughters, or the older of his younger daughters, or the younger of the older daughters, Rabbi Meir says, Kohen Asuros chutz min hakatanish b'katanos. All of them are prohibited to remarry without a get, except for the youngest of the younger daughters, for a person would place himself in a position of doubt by using a term with multiple possible meanings. Rabbi Yossi says, Kohen Mutar is chutz min hagadolish b'gadolos. They're all permitted except for the oldest of the older daughters, as he holds a person would not place himself in a position of doubt. So once again, the secret agent who passed his first test and believed the father who said he married off and accepted the divorce of his minor daughter, but not the father who said his daughter was captured and he ransomed her, as well as the second test and believed the man presumed to have brothers who said he did not when he was Mekadosh a woman, was stumped trying to figure out the identity of the older daughter who a man with two sets of daughters had married off. Alright, so now it's time for Vorbalabach Chazara. Dav Samach, so the Simur Dav Samach is smiley face stickers. So here goes. The person handing out diamond-studded smiley face stickers? That must be Warren Dav Samach. The person handing out diamond-studded smiley face stickers to the 100 men who are Mekadosh the same woman in different intervals, which reminds us. Abai says that although Rav wasn't sure if Ma'akshav Lachar Shloshim Yom is a stipulation, effective immediately, or a retraction, effective after 30 days, he would agree that if one person says from now on after 30 days, then a second says from now on after 20 days, and a third says from now on after 10 days, that she's only possibly married to the first or third, but definitely not to the second, since the marriages take effect either at the beginning or end of the respective time periods. Rabbi Yochanan held otherwise and said, Afilu mea tov simba. Even 100 men could take hold of her with condition of this formula, and she would require a get from all of them. So the person handing out diamond-studded smiley face stickers to the 100 men who were Mekadosh the same woman in different intervals. Also gave one to the man who was Makadosh a woman on condition he gives her 200 zuz when he gave. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah says that if one says, be married to me on condition I give you 200 zuz, she's married and he shall give it to her. Amoraim disagree when it takes effect. Rav Huna says, v'hu yiten, and he gives it, meaning she's married immediately provided he eventually pays. Rav Yehuda says, k'she yiten, she's married when he gives it, but not before. If some would marry before the money's given, the second condition would take effect, according to Rav Yehuda. So the person handing out diamond-studded smiley face stickers to the 100 men who were Makadosh the same woman in different intervals also gave one to the man who was Makadosh a woman on condition he gives her 200 zuz when he gave it, and to the man who was Makadosh on condition he had base core of land because it was confirmed he owned that amount of land. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if someone says, be married to me, Amunashiyeshi base core afar, on condition of a base core of land, she's married provided that he has that amount of land. The Gemara wonders that even if he cannot establish that he owns such land, should we consider the possibility that he might and require a get? Daf Samachov. So the Simmer Daf Samachov is a song we use a magician doing the sawing a person in half trick. So here goes. The magician performing his saw a person in half trick. Magician performing a saw a person in half trick? That must be on Daf Samachov. Saw. The magician performing a saw a person in half trick on top of a tent of a rock in the field he redeemed when Yovel was in effect, which reminds us, it was taught in the Mishnah, that if someone is makdish his field when Yovel is in effect, the field is redeemed for 50 silver shekelim for each zeret chomer seorim, each area on which a chomer of barley may be planted. Now, if there are clefts 10 tefachim deep, or rocks 10 tefachim high, they're not measured with the field to count toward a zeret chomer seorim, rather they're independently hekdish and redeemed at value. If they're smaller, they're counted. So the magician performing his saw a person in half trick on top of a 10 tefach rock in the field he redeemed when Yovel was in effect, who pronounced a Tanai Kaful incantation to his volunteer from the audience and said, if you don't make a sound, you get a big prize, but if you scream, you get a small prize. Which reminds us, in the next Mishnah, Reb Meir says, Kol Tanai Sheino Katanai B'nei Gad B'nei Reuven Eino Tanai. Any Tanai, which is not doubled like the Tanai of the children of God and the children of Reuven, is not a valid Tanai and not binding. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel disagrees and says the negative side of the Tanai was needed to be stated. So the magician performing his saw a person in half trick on top of a tent of rock in the field he redeemed when Yovel was in effect, who pronounced a Tanai Kaful incantation to his volunteer from the audience and said, if you don't make a sound, you get a big prize, but if you scream, you get a small prize, was told by his agent, if you better your act, you will be rewarded, but if not, your notice of unemployment is hanging on the door, which reminds us the Gemara presents numerous challenges to Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel's position that a Tanai is valid without expressing the negative side. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Kain, Im Teitiv Se'eitz, if you better yourself, you'll be rewarded. So why did he add Im Lo'Seitiv L'Pesach Chatas Ro'Beitz, but if you do not better yourself, sin rests at the door? According to Rabbi Chanina, the negative side is understood. The Gemara answers that without the negative side expressed, one would think that if you do not better yourself, there'll be no reward nor punishment. So the Pasuk teaches there will also be punishment. Daf Samach Beis. So the Simmer Daf Samach Beis is a submarine. So here goes. When the diamond-studded submarine, that must mean we're on Daf Samach Beis. When the diamond-studded submarine crashed after a distracted crew member unsuccessfully tried to be Makadosh woman saying, marry me after I convert, which reminds us, the next Mishnah teaches several cases of a Kedushin performed with a woman who is not currently eligible to marry the man, but he stipulated it should take effect after she becomes eligible. For example, if someone said, become married to me after I convert. The Kedushin is ineffective in all these cases, even after the event takes place, because Kedushin was impossible at the time. The future eligible status is a davar shelo bo olam, a thing that has not yet come into the world. On Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, Rabbi Meir argues and says the Kedushin is effective in all these cases. So when the diamond-studded submarine crashed after a distracted crew member unsuccessfully tried to be a Kaddish woman saying, marry me after I convert, the Jewish captain rushed to land where he found grain attached to the ground and with his powerful hand held high declared a Truma, or Kashiya Talshu, which reminds us, a Mishnah teaches that one cannot separate Truma on grain still attached to the ground. Ravasi asked Rabbi Yochan if someone designates picked produce as Truma on attached produce, or the reverse, so Kashiya Talshu, to take effect when the produce is picked, and it was subsequently picked, is the Truma effective? Rabbi Yochanan answers, Kol Shebi Yado, anything that is in one's power to change, Lav K'machus Maisadama. It's not viewed as missing an act required to change it, because he can pick the produce at any time, he can declare Truma to take effect after it's actually picked. So when the diamond-studded submarine crashed after a distracted crew member unsuccessfully tried to be a Kaddish woman saying, marry me after I convert, the Jewish captain rushed to land where he found grain attached to the ground and with his powerful hand held high declared a Truma, Ukashiya Talshu, after he verified it had reached the stage of Shachas, which reminds us. In a braisa supporting Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov goes further and says that one may even designate truma before the grain reaches the stage of shlish, a third of its growth, to take effect after it reaches the stage and is picked. Clearly, he holds one may affect transactions on a davar shelo olam, since it's not in his power to separate truma currently. Rabbi says that Rabbi Elazar's ruling only pertains to Shachas, grows at the fodder stage, which Rashi explains is the first stage that can be considered significant, but the earlier agum stage is too insignificant. Daf Samach Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Samach Gimel is a segue. So here goes. The young man racing on a segue, that must be more in Daf Samach Gimel. The young man racing on a segue to fulfill his condition to speak to the ruler of the land so he could marry a woman, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states that if one says to a woman, become married to me, al menasha adaber alaycho shilton, on condition that I will speak on your behalf to the ruler, or on condition I'll work for you like a laborer for a day, the kedushin is effective if he performs these services. Reish Lakish says, v'ushin nasal l'shav pruta, it's only true where he also gave her something worth a pruta, but the service itself does not generate kedushin. So the young man racing on his segue to fulfill his condition to speak to the ruler of the land so he could marry a woman rode past two men claiming to have married the daughter of a man who forgot whom she married, which reminds us. A Mishnah on Amud Beis states that if a man says, Kidashi es biti, the eini yodei lemi kidashtia, I married off my daughter, but I do not know to whom I married her, and someone claims he is a husband, ne'eman, he's believed. If two people make this claim, one divorces her, and the other may marry her, Rav says, ne'eman litan get, be'ein ne'eman lichnos. The one claiming to be the husband is believed to give her a get, but is not believed to marry her. He's believed to divorce because ein admechote below lo. A person does not sin without benefit for himself, but he's not believed to marry her because perhaps Yitzro Tokfo, his Yitzro Hor, is taking hold of him to make this claim. So the young man racing on a segue to fulfill his condition to speak to the ruler of the land so he could marry a woman rode past two men claiming to have married the daughter of a man who forgot whom she married and came across a man testifying to a basin that he married off his Na'ara daughter who didn't look very happy, which reminds us. The Gemara asks, if a father testifies that he accepted kedushin for his daughter, mahu litzko al yado, would we stone to death based on his testimony if she commits adultery as a na'ara? Rav says we would not because the Torah only granted the father credibility regarding iser, but not for capital punishment. Rav Asi says we would stone based on his testimony and the father is fully believed. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one. Which stuffing one, if someone says, be married to me on condition I have a base core of land, she's married provided that he has that amount of land, that's on Daf Samach. Good, number two. Which stuffing one, a man who's presumed to have brothers is believed to say he does not to exempt his wife from Yibum, for Rebbe holds the logic of Mali or Shankar is as compelling as witnesses, that's on Daf Samach Dal. Good, number three. Which of you have a case where someone designates produce which is attached to become truma when it's detached? That's on Dav Samach Beis. Good, number four. Which stuff you have a case, who is engaged in a case where a father with two sets of daughters accepted kedushin for the older one but can't remember whom he was referring to? That's on Dav Samach Dal. Good, number five. Which stuff we learned that only avodah zarah and shemitah produce confer their prohibited status onto their payments? That's on Dav Nunchas. Good, number six. Which stuff do we discuss redeeming a field during Yovel times with clefts and rocks in it? That's on Daf Samachov. Good, number seven. Which stuff do we have Malchokas whether one marrying a woman on condition he speaks on her behalf to the ruler is effective? That's on Daf Samach Gimel. Good, number eight. Which stuff do we have the analogy of Ani Mahapech Becharara? That's on Daf Nun task. Good, number nine. Which stuff to be discussed? If a father testifies that he married off his Na'ara daughter, can she be chayv skila if she commits adultery afterwards? That's on Daf Samach Gimel. Good. And number ten. Which stuff when a father is believed to say he married off his katana daughter and accepted her get? That's on Daf Samach Dalet. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Ram Goldhar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.